like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
Are we live? We're live in 4, 3, 2. We are underway. We still got a little bit left before we get to the 500th episode, ladies and gentlemen. Remind you, we're back, and every step of the way is one step closer to Ziggle. This is Truth Speech with the King. Episode 491. We're back. As always, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to be back here. I mean, mass apologies to everyone on Sunday for not having a show that day, but let me tell you, dude, as lazy as I was, we had only recorded like 20 minutes of it, right? And, you know, it was one of those classic times where I'm absolutely fucking tired and I didn't feel like doing it. And, you know, it happens from time to time, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody gets tired at one point in time during their life. I'm not saying I was tired of the show. It's just that you've heard of those episodes where you're just listening, you're tuning in, you're tuning in, you're tuning in, and all of a sudden, you know, talking about one subject, and then, you know, I forget. I'll forget what I'm talking about. I'll digress. I'll go off topic. You know, I mean, it happens, though, mind you, because we talk a lot here, and we cover a lot here, too, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but, you know, it's definitely not good to do when you're absolutely zooted, and or buzzed, and or stoned, and or, most importantly, what we're referring to is just naturally being tired, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, without further ado, welcome back to True Speech, ladies and gentlemen. As always, like I said, we are presented to you and exclusively available on Spotify Podcast. Download Spotify app. You can sign in through Facebook and through anything. You can use Facebook to sign into anything. But yeah, we're available on Spotify Podcast exclusively and Apple Podcast and all the other major podcast providers. 9 other major podcast providers to be exact. We have social medias, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, Twitter, .com, it's formerly known as Twitter, x.com/GTKingOfficial, x.com/TrueSpeechPod as well, and obviously, like I said, we have all of, a little bit of everything. So, I will be introducing all my links. It's called All My Links, so it's like, you know, Linktree, but I will be posting all my links of link in the podcast bio, so you guys can hit that link and have direct access to all my mainstays, all my social media, all the podcast social media, all the content and everything else, 100% free, all in one spot, and easily accessible, ladies and gentlemen. That's what, it's 2023, we gotta make shit easier for people to find. You know what I mean? I look at some of these stats, I'm just like, oh my goodness gracious. But furthermore, we're back. We have one hell of an episode today, as always, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, but a line that I've been very famous to say here on the show, I've been reluctant to say it over the last few episodes, but sit back, relax, ladies and gentlemen, because we have one hellish of a show in store for you, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what I have to my right? We got the motherfucking bong here with us today. You know, it's something so funny. I was listening on Joe Rogan's podcast like the other day. Something's like amateurs only talk about smoking and stuff, but it's something that I find so fun to talk about here. Because, dude, mind you, my grandpa is growing, grew weed for like the last 3 years, right? So this strain is budding substantially. So it's like almost nearing the time where you pull, if you know, if you've ever grown weed and stuff like that, you know, eventually they get budded and you got to keep all the bugs off that shit and all that. And then, you know, eventually it comes time point blank to pull the buds out and pull the plants out. And then that's when you're doing all the trimming and all that stuff. But so we took off a few of the little vines on the weed plants, right? And let me motherfucking tell you. I was telling them the other day, this batch is by far the best weed that we've had here. I'm not going to say it's like the best weed in the world, but it's the goddamn best weed in the fucking world. And, dude, like, I get high all the time, ladies and gentlemen. But, like, two hits of this, and you're just absolutely stoned. Not to mention stoned, but we have our, what's it called? Reach over here. Big sips. You know, we have our big sips over here as well. I don't know why it wasn't on my desk, but yeah. Also, first things first too. Forgive me for being a little bit late today on today's show, because I don't know if you guys have never had to, unfortunately, reconstruct your stem for your bong. You know, stoners know, all my weed smokers know, everyone with a brain knows. You know the stem inside the bong, right? So I didn't have a stem, right? But I had like a little piece for another bong, like the bowl where you put the weed inside, right? So get this. I constructed my own valve stem, or whatever the fuck you call it, for the pipe. For the bong. And I've used that ever since. You know, mind you, it's probably not the best way to do it, and people kind of look at you kind of funny. I'm not saying that's anything bad. I'm just like, dude, it works. You're able to smoke. We're able to indulge in a great time. We're here to indulge in a great show. But we can't start anything without lighting this bong up. But before we light this bong up, we can't even light the bong up because we don't have a lighter present. Where the fuck is my lighter at? Like I said, you got to come prepared, ladies and gentlemen, because get ready, because we got one hell of a show. And I've told you that already. One hell of a show, but I like to think that every single show is one hell of a show, but sync up, link up, and drink up. And you guys ever had big sips before? Am I talking about something so similar yet again? Big sips, fruit punch, spiked, the equivalent of 3 cocktails. Alcohol content is 16%. Can you fucking believe it, guys? Can you fucking believe it? You really only need to drink half and, like, you will be good. There's times where I go to the store and get this, and then before I leave, as you know, I have my scooter and some electric scooter. There's times where I'll just drink half of it before I leave the store, and then I'll leave afterwards. So, yeah, man, pick yourselves up a big sip. And this is created in Mexico. Pretty fucking awesome. So, we should try this, dude. We gotta try this fucking weed, though, huh? I mean, for me, the faster you get high, I always felt that the better the weed was, if that's the case for you. And how about iOS 17 finally making its arrival for all my avid iPhone users and all that? I didn't even know there was an iOS 17 coming out, but once I installed it in my phone, dude, it's fucking awesome, dude. I mean, this looks so much better quality-wise if you look at your contacts, like your card for yourself on there, like, you know, it says your number and your emails and shit like that, and it shows your contact information, it shows what it looks like when you call, you know, completely upgraded messages, completely, added in new things and Siri's dictation and stuff like that. I feel like it just hears you so much better and more clearly and stuff. Like, I can't even say that without my iPad and phone both syncing up at the same time. So, I mean, that on top of the graphics and stuff. I mean, dude, Apple's always been doing the damn thing. But I don't think we were here to talk about Apple. We were here to link up and sync up, because we've got a huge fucking history lesson. Excuse me, just kidding. Not history lesson. We're having a special edition, dateline version of True Speech with the King. Meaning, like, just, no, just kidding. We're gonna put on our teacher's hat, or our doctor, our professor. Which cap should I put on? The professor cap? Or a psychologist cap? Which one would be more accurate? I'm just kidding here, but no, for real though, we have some breaking news here at the top of the hour. First off, breaking news. Water is wet, folks. I'm just kidding, but let's link up and sync up this bitch, okay? In 5, 4, 3, 2. It took hell of a long time to clean this bowl out, too. Oh, my God. You know, some shit's clogged if you're sucking too hard on the bong and stuff like that, let alone on pipes and or joints as well. Works for blunts too, and goes for blunts as well. It's actually pretty damn delicious. Yeah, by far the best homegrown that I've had. Probably ever. I mean, mind you, like, I've told you guys a lot, I'm still, like, a virgin when it comes to smoking weed. As long as I have been. I mean, it was the same thing with drinking and stuff like that. I mean, I started drinking when I was at age 19. Then you got those people like, oh, I've been drinking since I was 15 or 14. I'm like, oh, okay, so You're cool then. You've been damaging your liver since those fucking ages, right? The point blank is, I just didn't know what the fuck to drink. Same thing with the weed. I didn't know how many different types there was. I didn't know the differences between it. I was just telling Julie the other day, I got me being exposed to edibles for the first time. She asked me the other day, right? If I had ever... Excuse me. She asked me the other day, like, if I had ever tried edibles. I said, yes. I've tried edibles. I've tried mushrooms. I tried wax. I mean, like, the only edibles that I don't like, or I don't know if it's just me, but the fucking brownies and shit like that. Like the cookies, like chocolate chip cookies, brownies, all that shit. I'm good off all that shit. Now, mind you, if it was like some gummy bears or some sour gummy worms or some shit like that. Or some Skittles. Do they have Skittles edibles? Someone Google that for me. Skittle edibles? Oh my God, that would be absolutely amazing. But yeah, I mean, the first time I ever was exposed to edibles, I think I've told the story before on the podcast, but let me refresh some people's minds because we do have some new people here listening and stuff. You know, a few, maybe like 5 years ago in Thanksgiving, my brother gave me a fat fucking brownie, right? And I had not even eaten all day. Mind you, you know, it's Thanksgiving Day. And I know, you know, a substantial amount of people that won't eat during the day just so they can be fucking pigging out on Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, like, that's like the best thing you can do, right? So that happens. I'm not eating all day. I'm just fucking starving, right? And he gives me this fat fucking brownie. Like, mind you, this thing could fit both your hands. Man hands, too, dude. It was fucking insane. But skip to the fun part. I ate it, right? And I knew it had a like, weird back taste. And, you know, had some caramel in there, too. And then, little did I know, that was enough for, like, four plus people. So I was just pretty high for the whole fucking Thanksgiving. I missed Thanksgiving. I was passed out. I was hallucinating. Eating food out of the fridge, out of the Tupperware and stuff from Thanksgiving and stuff. So, yeah, edibles aren't not my thing. I mean, the last time I've had edibles probably was like fruit snacks and stuff. Like these are these little edible fruit snacks that they have at that Connected shop that I was talking about. And other than that, you know, I really don't fall into that. You know, I mainly like more so of the flower because, as you see here, the flower is absolutely potent. And it smells good as well as it tastes good. So we're gonna take one more of these blasters, baby, before we get on to today's scheduled discussions on this episode of True Speech. But mind you, ladies and gentlemen, listener discretion is strongly advised. We are not for the weak-minded. We are not for the people that don't want to hear the truth. And point blank, we're not here for people that are disrespectful. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You know what I don't hear in this bong? You don't hear the water bubbling. Is the water supposed to be bubbling? I thought, I was pretty sure I was under the impression, that water is supposed to. If you're wondering what that sound was, that wasn't me peeing. That was me pouring a little bit more, like a tiny shot worth of drinking water into my bong. So I can never hit the sales smoke, ladies and gentlemen. So continuing on with our glorious episode, ladies and gentlemen. Just getting right into it. This is something that's talked about every fucking second of every fucking day. Just as many things are. You know, I wonder, you guys gonna wonder what we're talking about. We wonder, oh my God, I wonder what he's gonna say. What's Gabe gonna say? But something that, I mean, I've long thought this for a long time, man. I mean, just sex. Sexually driven individuals in the world. And you're thinking like, oh dude, this is like, is this a counseling session? Are we here sitting here having a counseling session? Why does it take me so long to get into the transition for the subject? I'm just kidding. But obviously, you know, with the day and age that we're in now, obviously with the era of social media, you know, followers, subscribers, premium content goers, OnlyFans. Dude, there's so much traction out there for social media. And for the women, there is a lot of women out there that sell premium content. And we're aware of this. Everyone is aware of it. It's all over the place. It's inevitable. Every other girl and her thought friends have OnlyFans and or premium content. Now, Snapchat, they have premium content as well, but I don't think you can get a premium Snapchat. I think it's just a snap, and you know, I've seen it to where, don't ask me why or how, it is because I'm not fucking stupid and I know how the world operates and works at times. But you'll add them on Snapchat, right, for example, and then you send them the money first, whether it's Cash App, Venmo, Google Pay, Apple Pay, Dick Pay. I'm just kidding. I've never paid for a piece of pussy in my life, so I wouldn't continue to start now. But yeah, I mean, you send them, I think it's how, this is how it works. So you send them money, right? You send them money online, and then they send you pictures of their pussy, or their tits, or them naked, or them sucking a cock. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, dude, when OnlyFans first came out, anyone that had an OnlyFans automatically was assumed it was sexual-based content. Now there's everyone in the, and their grandmothers have an OnlyFans. I mean, OnlyFans, the creation of it, its purpose, to arouse and sexually excite some motherfucking people that are horny enough to pay for some premium nude content, explicit content. Now, 5 years ago, sitting here, would I have imagined myself sitting here thinking about the world like that? I don't think so, but like I said, we're in the day and age of social media, so regardless of it, I feel like there is a lot of sexually motivated individuals around the world. Well, since we're talking about this country, just in general, there's a lot of people that are heavy on it. Now, I'm not sitting here complaining like it's a problem or nothing like that. Obviously, it can be a problem, and people who only, let's say, hook up with people just to, you know, have a one-night stand or something, or what do they call it, friends with benefits and stuff. You know, those people are the most unhappiest, because at the end of the day, when it comes to fucking someone, I want to be with that person. I want to make memories. I want to create bonds. I want to establish a secure connection. You know, it's not all about sex. But people are so sexually driven and sexually based on, especially online, dude. I can't tell you, like, just a friend I've had, sisters, and just, you know, just learning from people. And the amount of traffic attractive women get in their inboxes online from thirsty dudes is outrageous, man. Like, I wholeheartedly give it to the women. You know, I give them a round of applause. I tip my hat to them. Because, like, dude, the amount of harassment women get in their inboxes, abso-fucking-lutely outrageous. Bothersome, rapey. That's one word I've been using lately. Rapey. Like, not to mention dick pics. Have I ever sent dick pics before? That's one of the questions on the list. I have, yes. But only in relationships. Or, you know, I'm not one of those people that's going to sit here and just, you know, talk to multiple girls and tell. Well, this is how I generally would be if I was single and stuff. I wouldn't generally just be around talking to every single girl and stuff like that. You know, when I was younger, I used to talk to a lot of different girls because I swore up and down that every one of them was different in a different way, and they were beneficial to me in a different way. And you know, I wasn't necessarily thinking about dating all of them. I knew that eventually it would boil down to the one that I thought I was supposed to be with. Now, I've always been very, you know, relationship heavy and like wanting a relationship and all that. And you know, obviously making it my forefront for a long time. But, you know, in the midst of all that, you know, sometimes you lose traction and you lose sight of what really is important. So going back to it, right, ladies and gentlemen. So sexually driven, what does that mean? Like sexually motivated. So, okay, so for example, you are online. you're a woman, right? Or you're a man or whatever it is. You know, it happens to men too, but I mean, I feel like girls are a little bit more sneakier when it comes to their approaches like that and stuff. But men, you'll just hit up every single girl, especially on those dating apps, especially on those on Snapchat and stuff like that, or Instagram. And then now that they're promoting OnlyFans on there, you go from Instagram to clicking the links in the bio and all that. And you know, people are buying premium content and stuff. Like, literally, people are making a living off selling pictures of their pussy online. I mean, what pandemic? I mean, you could literally, you don't even need a job. That does count as a job, because, you know, some of these women make a lot of money, man. I mean, just to show off some sexual-based premium explicit content. I mean, it seems like, I mean, if you were to sit down and with a new girlfriend or something, and or a new family, you know, you're meeting the family or something for the first time with your significant other, what are you going to sit and tell the parents that you sell ass pictures for a living? Or you sell nude pictures? Or you're a porn star? Dude, how do porn stars present themselves? So, like, are they always aroused when they're in those movie scenes? Like, dude, because, like, you can't deny, like, anyone hasn't watched porn stuff. Like, if you've seen it, like, dude, some of the acting is absolutely outrageous. It's absolutely horrible. But, like, when the girls are getting fucked and stuff, like, and this, the males, I mean, obviously, I mean, they seem like they're excited and stuff. I know they're like, oh, do they have to rehearse something? Or is it like a movie script or something? Or do you just start fucking? How does it work? I have no intentions to becoming a porn star. You know, how does it work though? Like, you think, like, do you think they make you hook up with the ugliest bitch first? My friend tried to tell me one time that they make you earn your way to where you're fucking all the bad bitches in the porn star industry. You know how you see, like, there's certain porn stars that are well known, and you know, formerly, like, Mia Khalifa, you know, sucked as many cocks in the world, and it's all over the internet, and she's a huge basketball fan. I mean, porn is like a massive thing, and it's a massive addiction for some people. And the world is wildly divided on the idea of it existing, the actuality of it existing. What are your thoughts on pornography being available to the masses for free? Circle back to OnlyFans. So what the fuck is OnlyFans for? To get your nut off for however long? To see something you've never seen before? Mind you, I'm not going to bullshit here on my own fucking podcast. But when I was a little younger, you know, you scroll through Instagram, man. You open up TikTok, every other post is a bad bitch. Just absolutely fine as fuck, doing some stupid ass TikTok dance, right? And you look at their profile. Ooh, she's fine. You go and click and follow it. And then you go and see, oh, OnlyFans. Oh, OnlyFans. Okay. OnlyFans. Ah, oh, big turnoff. OnlyFans. Oh, they have OnlyFans. Oh, okay. Could I respect someone that has OnlyFans? I do. There's a professional side of me that does. Wholeheartedly. You're making a lot of money. You're doing a lot of what you need to do for yourself. But a wild question that's gone up in the air too, just when it comes to this kind of topic of conversation, we get into the debates of asking, would you marry and or date somebody who has an OnlyFans with explicit content? Drum roll, please. Maybe if it was ours. We did some freaky ass shit or something on there, and we make money off of thirsty ass people. I mean, that's what I've always said. Like, especially the real, real attractive women. Like, dude, the ones that, you know, the ones that are doing it, obviously, and showing the pictures. But you kind of get a little preview on Instagram. I'm not detailing my way of life, or this isn't what I spend my time on doing. It's just stuff I've noticed over the years. I mean, it all starts on social media, and then you go and follow their accounts, and you click on everything else, and your dick gets hard, and you put your debit card in and pay for some premium content. But you know it's better than premium content. You know it's better than OnlyFans. You know it's better than all of this shit. Having somebody you actually give a fuck about. Because it always astonishes me. It still always surprises me, right? And people, like I said, are heavily driven sexually in today's day and age. People are absolute animals. They'll fuck anything with legs. But you have to be in the mood for it. It doesn't surround this earth. This is not what the world revolves around. But you think, in a way, children are conceived that way. People get out their stressors that way. Hell yeah, man. Sex, fucking, all that shit. Absolutely amazing. Just not with the wrong person and not with someone you don't like. I mean, wrong person, people do it all the time. I mean, we're all so guilty of that. You know, I mean, I have watched porn dozens and dozens of times. But as I was saying earlier, there's a lot of different opinions on it. Now, mind you, I watched it because I like to pick things up. You know, as a formerly single guy, I would just be alone. You know, you got to get some of those dirty thoughts out. And you go about your day. But you got all these other motherfuckers out here that will get horny, as humans do. Start hitting up random girls online. Random attractive girls. Either be searching through your, scrolling through your TikTok or your Instagram. See all these bad bitches every swipe up you do. And you hit them up. I mean, it happens. It happens in school. It happens in public. It happens anywhere and everywhere. And people are brave and bold. You know what I mean? You know, it was funny. It's funny because, you know, like I said earlier, I have to really like the person. Otherwise, the sex and the orgasm stuff, they aren't the fucking same, man. None of that is the same unless you have an actual bond with someone, right? Like, you just, everything, you care about that person. You fuck with them. They're the absolute best person. They make you feel a certain kind of way. Someone who's helped you through the darkest of times. Yeah, whoever it is, you know, it's your soulmate, your partner. Now, I don't see how people can just get off with fucking random ass bitches and stuff all the time. But I can understand it at the same time. Some people just need to get their nuts off. But for me, dude, it's like a switch. Like, if I were to be in that position, I would just be like, oh, okay, it's over with now. This is awkward. And instead, if you're with a significant other, you guys can never get tired of each other. That's why it's called friends with benefits. That's why it's called hooking up. Because people don't intend on being with each other when they do this. They just fuck the night away and go back to their regular lives. And some people do it multiple times. I mean, it's a common thing now. I mean, I don't participate in that kind of stuff. I mean, by all means, I 100%, you know, all power to you guys. I mean, you know, some people aren't able to keep a healthy relationship with people that way. You know, I'm not, like I said it one more time, I'm not one that does this or anything, but this world's screwed as it is. I mean, women are heavily sexualized. I mean, this country is like the number one, you know, number two, number one under Ukraine for the most child trafficking and all that. Sex trafficking and the young women and stuff like that. But just overall, in today's generation, day and age, women are heavily sexualized. You know, women can't wear booty shorts or, you know, crop tops or anything that's revealing that shows their tits. And obviously, like I said, if you have big fucking tits or something like that, or your ass is hanging out or something, you know, that's understandable. But it all starts at the fucking house, right? Before you leave the house, you gotta inspect and see what they're wearing. Or, you know, just, you know, don't wear something that, you know, a bunch of people are gonna be looking. Mind you, like if you say, if your husband or the wife, vice versa, either part are wearing something that's a little bit too much for people to see. You know, like, obviously, like I said, you're showing too much. I mean, for ladies, it's more common, like, ladies are ass, titties. I mean, what's better than ass and titties, ladies and gentlemen? Are you an ass or titties person? Now, this has been a question that I have divided myself from. Every time it's been answered, or, you know, it's been asked and I've answered it, I've found that it's my answer has changed over time. Over ass and titties, okay. At the end of the day, I'd rather have someone with a good personality to actually top that all off. But visually, just for fun, if you think, if I'm just thinking about it, for shits and giggles, I would probably say, I don't know, man, because I've been seeing a lot of big fucking titties lately, man. And I'm not looking. It just, you know, it's there, man. It's all over. I mean, it's a normal, obviously. I'm going to get grilled completely. It's not like I'm staring at these individuals, like, because I work at customer service, right? And I'm a cashier. So in this store, these people come up, and sometimes these people aren't wearing anything, man. Like, there's girls that will come in with bikinis on, or tits out, almost, completely, cleavage to the max, turned up to the max, you know, booty shorts shorter than heaven. It's like, dude, okay, I get it, I understand. And, you know, some of these women, more of these women than anything, don't even need to wear that much revealing stuff. Like, they're bad bitches without it. You don't need to prove to everybody else that you are an attractive person. We all know you're attractive. I can only imagine certain people's DMs and stuff, and, you know, seeing them and how much freaking sex hungry people are in those direct messages and stuff like that, dude. It's crazy. But, you know, I've seen some of their pickup lines, and some of those are pretty fucking shitty, dude. But yeah, man, it's unfair for girls not to be able to be themselves and stuff, you know, because there's a select few women out there that just want to be themselves. But guys, thirsty guys, have made it a little bit more uncomfortable, or a lot uncomfortable, because there's so much dividing. There's so much just dividing in general, dude. You know, guys have made it unfair, but, you know, women aren't innocent either. You know, I'm not sitting here and saying that women are completely innocent. Women are complete sluts sometimes. Whores. You know, devil of a baby mamas to people. Like, some of the worst case scenarios involving women, you know. A woman accuses a man of rape, or says that he raped her, people are going to believe her. A woman hits herself or harms herself and blames somebody else, they're going to look at them and believe her over you. And there's a lot of mass manipulation that goes on, though, dude. It goes on between not even just relationships, but spreading messages, obviously the news, media, what you read online, how people act, their characteristics individually, as people, just in general. It doesn't even matter, have to be government or conspiracies like that. Lots of people carry times of things of manipulation. Mass manipulation works in many ways. You know, when you're manipulating somebody, you're using their weakness against them, in a way. You know, using someone's weakness, insecurity, or using something that, you know, upsets them. That's mental warfare. Or you're doing something to them, or doing something that, you know, affects them and or hurts them. Or some people's cases causes them anxieties or uneasy mind and stuff. And, you know, it's never fun being upset or frustrated. So you want to take as much space as possible. But then at the same time, you're just trying to ignore these motherfuckers. All these people. I mean, people will run their mouths completely. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all that matters is the facts. All that matters is that the facts line up, the stats line up, and we're doing everything we possibly can. You know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy because, like I said, the way the world is now, you know, very, very uncomfortable for a lot of people. obviously, like I said, with so much division, dividing and stuff, you know, from people talking about people's sexual orientations to their religion to what kind of music they like, who they support, whether or not certain nationalities are racist or not. There's just so much dividing. And so much people want to be in the mix because everybody else is. It's like, oh, I see that person doing this. I want to do this. They want to feel important. So, of course, you're going to get dumb fuck one, dumb fuck two, and a dumb fuck three in one room. I mean, you see something and it makes you, it intrigues you. It captures your mind. It makes you want to do it. Sometimes it's not the best thing, but you got motivated and manipulated and driven to do it. So we were talking about manipulation, so let's circle back to manipulation. Like, manipulation's in relationships. So a lot of people will stay with someone they're fucking unhappy with for so fucking long. Day by day, they'll drain their souls. They'll drain their mind power, their energy. They aren't gonna enjoy themselves. They don't enjoy themselves so much more. Why? Because those people clearly aren't made for each other. They're spending time arguing over anything more than anything, or they're fighting. You know, when you have kids and stuff like that, and you're fighting like that in front of children, it can be fairly traumatic. I was gonna say traumatical. It can be fairly traumatic, you know what I mean? You got to own up. You got to step up. I mean, you got to be mature about it. Because, you know, people need to learn to work together. Especially in relationships. But then, you know, there's a lot of causes to why these relationships don't work out. Like I said, manipulation. You wanting to get out of this relationship because you know that it's a toxic one for you. What do? I don't want to leave. I don't want them to feel bad. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to have to start all over again. But then again, you have the person on the other hand who say, you know, they're threatened to kill themselves. Some people are crazy, man. They'll threaten to kill themselves or something like that. If you leave me, I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to harm myself or do this or that. Like, I've seen so many people say that. I heard so much people say that. Just kind of like, you know, there's people that will mentally destroy you down to the point where you're fucking destroyed. To where you're absolutely fucking destroyed mentally inside. And they'll still stay with you. Like verbal abuse. There's lots and lots of verbal abuse out there. And, you know, when you lie to someone, when you lead someone on, meaning like, you know, you get them to believe what you're saying without any suspicions and stuff, it comes back to bite you eventually. But, you know, at the end of the day, the way that the world is the way that the world is. And if people choose to behave those sorts of ways towards people, then by all means, that's something they're going to do. You know, I would never lie to somebody. I would never manipulate them. I would never try to make them feel lesser than they should. And I wouldn't force someone to be with me, you know what I mean? Like, there's times where I wouldn't let go of whatever relationship I had at the time and stuff. And you know, at the end of the day, I think about it as a lesson. You know, lessons learned. Everything important here. What to learn, what to do, what not to do in a relationship, how to fuck and how to not fuck. Just kidding. What's next here on our list, ladies and gentlemen? Like I said, if you like our show, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. We're available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and every other major fucking podcast provider. So, what are my thoughts? Okay, so to round up my thoughts on, like, the OnlyFans, you know, the premium content being sold and stuff. I mean, I wouldn't personally want a girl that I'm with to be having OnlyFans. you know, point blank. Like, if I'm thinking from a jealous standpoint or I'm thinking from a straight, just logical standpoint, I would not want to, because, mind you, your kids are going to see your tits and pussy. You're seeing you getting railed by somebody. Like, dude, I don't think you want your mother to see that, or your kids, or you don't want your grandma to see that shit in the future. I mean, especially if you're a public figure. Like, you got people like Kardashian. When I was in high school, that sex tape was a lot of talking about, you know. People were just, you know, thinking Kim Kardashian's like the baddest bitch in the world. She really wasn't. You know, she has one of the most annoying fucking voices ever now. But, yeah, it would be like, you know, and stuff like that. So people would see it. And, you know, I guess it just depends on your status, your reach. You know what I mean? So-and-so, Selena Gomez gets an OnlyFans one day. She's going to be making so much more money off of just simple pictures of her. Selena Gomez's tits got fucking massive, dude. Like, I see pictures on my Twitter account every other day. And, dude, there's this one with four different individual pictures of her side by side. Dude, all her titties look fucking huge, dude. Let me tell you, dude. We're going to get so much trouble here for this. But, I mean, hey, all power to the ladies. And you got all these dumbass thirsty dudes out there that want to, you know, pay for pussy. Virtually. You know, if you can, you just why don't you just Google Pornhub? Pornhub.com. BBW Latinas, please and thank you. Anime porn, please and thank you. Masturbation's better than cheating on somebody. Or talking to multiple people, dude. Because look, what I learned about talking to multiple people at the time when I would, that's just some extra bullshit for you to deal with. Some extra bullshit, some unnecessary stuff, but for fuck's sakes, what country was it again? Indian motherfuckers? Don't they have like 7 wives? Hey Siri. Oh, she wants to act like she doesn't hear me. We are taking another ripper here on a Truth Speech with the King. Quick message to the fans and all the listeners and consumers of this great program, show, podcast, soap opera, whatever you call it. We do not condone us being stoned and driving and or operating motorized vehicles. Drink responsibly, preferably being the passenger, in my case. I mean, I don't know about driving when I'm stoned, though. I mean, I ride the electric scooter a lot, so, dude, my perception and stuff, you know, since the crash and all that, it has to get more sharper and all that. But when I'm stoned, dude, I get more nervous, I think. It depends on, like, the situation or what's going down. Or if it's, you know, just depending on what the situation is. If it's a good situation or it's a bad one, can ramp up the anxiety. And I just want to enjoy whatever it is I'm doing presently as much as I would. You know what I mean? So it just, you know, it works in different mysterious ways. Like, when I hit this bong 2 times in a row and I get absolutely stoned, it's kind of crazy. I'm going to sell pictures of my feet and see how much you fuckers are going to buy them. Anyone want to buy pictures of my feet? Anyone want to see an exclusive picture of my burnt ass foot? I remember when that happened. I burned my foot. Dude, that shit was crazy because I was so fucked up. And I burned my foot with hot water, and I refused to go to the hospital for a while. And if I had waited a little longer, ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't have had a left foot or left leg, let alone link up, sync up, and smoke up on this episode of Truth Speech. Like I said, a substantial apologies to all, because we were supposed to come back on Sunday. We promised. But alas, we return on Monday. Well, today's Monday. It's 2 a.m. The 2 a.m. episode. Sex education on True Speech. Sex education? Anybody? And that's pretty much what we were talking about earlier. I mean, how is it sex education? Because, dude, like I said, to elaborate on what I said about liking the people, dude, if I don't like you, dude, I don't fucking like you. So, sex-wise, if I was with a girl that I didn't like, or talking to a girl I didn't like, or didn't really care for, I mean, dude, you could just look at someone and look at their looks, let alone, and boing, people get absolutely aroused by someone's attractive looks. You know, that's how it used to be for me. Until, they open their mouths and I hear this fucking, this annoying ass fucking voice, or their attitude, or their voices are a complete turn off, or they sound really ghetto and trashy, and it's like, nah, dude, never mind. You have a fat ass butt, and some big tits, and you're easy on the face, but you're a bitch. Like, so looks aren't everything, ladies and gentlemen. Looks are not everything. They never will be. Qualities, personalities, relationships, how they carry themselves. And, oh yeah, Gabe, you listed a lot of really good, crazy qualities, but I'm not going to pretend and lie to you guys and say that I'm fine with having an ugly bitch in my life. That's never happened. None of my girlfriends are ever ugly. Not my current, not my past. No, I mean, you know, I got to at least have something in my favor, you know what I mean, when it comes to relationships and stuff. You know, I obviously, like you said, everybody has their go-to for women. I mean, mine, I like bigger girls, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, Latinas. I like Latina women since I was a kid. And it stayed that way. I mean, I've dated white girls. I've dated some black and white girl before. But, dude, dominantly, probably 90%, I've only dated Latinas. And Julie's Latina, guys, by the way, just so you know. Speaking of that, why the fuck have you not messaged me back? I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I pick Latinas more than anything. I like I said, I personally like bigger girls, Latinas and stuff. I mean, dude, there's just, I don't know, something about bigger girls just makes me feel like, oh my God, everything's just supersized, and the cuddling, the kissing, dude, the ultimate sex is so much. Some people just, you know, people look at people who are bigger and stuff, and in some forms out of shape in some people's eyes, they automatically shun. They automatically shut them down. But dude, I've always felt like bigger girls deliver the better sex, in my opinion, personally. Like, I've always felt like they fuck too much better. Not because they don't know when the next time they're going to get it. No, there's a lot of bad bitches out there that are bigger girls that fuck all the time. You know, I like to think that I can handle a lot of bigger things like that, bigger women. You know? We had a question earlier about ass or tits. So which one do I find myself looking at more would be probably the reason and probably the source to answer this question. This question of, or whichever one would be the solution. I mean, I do like me a nice big fucking ass, right? Especially when they're wearing spandex. Oof, perfect. You know what I mean? But, dude, not gonna lie, when you see some big old fucking tits hanging, or just there, you know, they have like a massive fucking rack, dude, that's the awesome, the most best part. You could fuck those titties, kiss them, suck on them, grab them, do whatever you want. And they're yours. That's why it's important to have your person. Because if you have your person, you don't have to worry about never having that. You know, some people get a girl with nice big titties, or some people get a cute girl with a big ass and small tits. You know, but with one, I was just explaining this earlier. I think I was like, what doesn't make up for your small tits will make up in you're with your big ass. Whatever doesn't make up with your big ass will make up with some good ass pussy. Same thing with the guys. I mean, I don't know. Guys, all they have is a cock and balls. Women have tits, ass, pussy. Those are all attractive, favorable things. Does it motivate me? No. It doesn't. My relationship does. Getting better every single day as a human being does. I never needed to even center myself around sexual intercourse or sexual related stuff, because now thinking about it, it's like, dude, that's the only reason why I would just watch porn or something. Just imagine something in my favor. When I was a little kid, I used to imagine freaking all my celebrities and stuff. I used to imagine Selena Gomez, man. They used to have all these fake ass pictures and stuff of a celebrity naked and stuff online and stuff, and we'd always just fap to those. Remember that word where we would fap and the magazines and the bathroom and stuff. Those were the good old days, Greggy. But, I mean, if you wanted to pick, if I had to pick, shitty girlfriend, shitty relationship, or freedom, or, just because you have a shitty relationship doesn't mean that everything else is going to be shitty. And, it's mainly your approach. You got to look at your approaches a lot more solidly. You got to look at your approach, your reaction to the negative outcomes, the negative inquiries, the negative intentions, anything negative, anything unfortunate, anything unforeseen circumstances that occur. You must be accountable for them. For your actions, how you go about it, how you use it to motivate yourself to be better for the next time. Do we just give a little bit of a motivating speech at the end of our podcast? Dude, we digress so much. We get so stoned. And when you mix stoned with slightly tired, it makes you so much extra drowsy. Dude, I'm full fucking tired. I mean, to sum up pretty much what I said. So, I know we talk a lot about sexual related stuff, but like I said, so people are apparently driven by sex. Or, every single girl that they hit up or something, they want to fuck or something, or girls will be so uncomfortable because they feel like a damn sex doll or something like that. All these dudes just want to get their nuts off, and there's all these fucking crazy predators out there, freaking just people just. Like actual animals and stuff, you know what I mean? So, I can understand that. But for me, yeah, I have to have a connection. It has to be my significant other. And, if I had to watch Pornhub or something like that, I would. But if your person should get you going that much to where you don't even need to watch those. I mean, I would watch those solely to gain some new moves and stuff like that and surprise so-and-so in the bed or something like that. You know what I mean? Just watching so much different stuff, watching some tapes and stuff. It's just like, okay, that can make it so much better. I want to try that. I want to try this position. I want to try that position. And I want to try all the things that no one else has tried or no one else has seen before or no one else has... Who that particular person hasn't never experienced before. We're going to down the big sips before we get out of here on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. It feels like it's been a while since we've been back. We are taking one last ripper on today's program. We appreciate you guys, as always, for tuning in. There's no damn way that we were skipping this week. No goddamn fucking day. No goddamn fucking way, excuse me. There's no way in hell. So, like I said, next week we'll be back with another episode of Truth Speech with Zicking. I did hop on Call of Duty Mobile a couple times, yesterday. I might hop on it tonight if I'm not tired. Whoop on some tryhards and stuff. Yeah, and play some free-for-all. I've said it on Twitter and stuff. I play free-for-all because I like to be the one who gets the most kills, and I'm still practicing and stuff. Practicing my aim and whatnot, but I fucked some people up on there. I've gotten first place a good amount, substantially amount of life. Amount of times and stuff like that, but we got to get rid of this stale smoke too. All smoke is good smoke. This episode is presented to you by Big Sips. Big Sips, bitch. Big Sips. Big Dick Sips. Big Dip Sips. But Fruit Punch spiked. Yeah, dude, absolutely amazing. You guys can follow us on Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on X, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/TruthSpeechPod, x.com/GTKingOfficial. Obviously, Threads is the exact same thing. And you can find our podcast directly on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, no matter where, you guys can be able to stream every single episode of True Speech with Zhe King. We are going to slam this bad boy in 3, 2, 1. Oh, man. What is this designated as? Wine? Malt? Liqueur? I have to admit, the Fruit Punch one is probably my favorite. These things get you fucked up, man. But I'm glad I finished it now. Shall we take one bonus ripper before we get out of here? And hop on Call of Duty and whoop some ass? For a few hours or less? No, I can't play for a few hours. I'm bullshitting. I only play for a little bit. Usually sometimes until my headache comes in, you know what I mean? Live every fucking week. Absolutely free. We don't charge for knowledge. Who the fuck would charge for knowledge? You know what I mean? When I see people paying for podcasts or premium content and stuff like that, no, dude. I like to give stuff away for free because it benefits me. Because at the end of the day, I don't need to be paid to do something like this. To talk to the people I like, hang out, and bullshit around for an hour long or more. You know what I mean? It just depends, you know what I mean? This depends on your preference. But that is our show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take one last ripper before we get out of here, and then we're going to listen to this song by Two Colors. Heavy Metal Love. Only a 2-minute song, can you believe it, though? Can't get enough. Just metal, yeah. Shall we have an after party? I don't mind. Welcome to the official after party, True Speech After Hours. Fuck going anywhere, right? We can listen to good music, some damn good music, right? The music will keep us up too. Shall we listen to a playlist? Heavy metal love. I just can't get enough. So will you give me all you got?
I want that heavy metal love.
I want that heavy metal love. I just can't get enough. Oh yeah, baby. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. The song's by David Guetta, Anna Marie, and Coley Ray. Coley Leray. How do you say it? Coley Leray? I don't know why I really fucking like the song, though. It's really good. Feel like it burns and it hurts. We should use the music as an opportunity to go take a shit or something, or use a break real quick, huh? Like I said, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the after party. True speech was a king, like I said. After party, baby. Don't hurt me no more. The original song's fucking great, too. Beyond Rippers now. We have had like 4 bong hits already. I feel like I'm sucking too hard on this thing though. That's what she said, bitch. Coi Leray is fucking sexy. She's a bad bitch and she gets a lot of hate though. She's a singer, the girl that sings in the song. I think I'm just not... The thing is, I'm not a fan of the auto-tune, but that's all. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. What happens if we do a shuffle? I think we freaking heard that shit last time. Have this on a lot of gaming music. You guys remember this song? I'm fucking stoned, man. All right. Magic go. Here we go. Magic Dust Arrival, baby. You gotta love that fucking instrumentals though, dude. Those are some of the best, dude. They're some of the fucking best, dude. They can vibe to this shit. Absolutely no words in the song. Epic. Motherfuckers are good if they're able to carry a song without lyrics. some of you guys have heard of Shoreline Mafia. Dude, I have like a mix of every fucking thing, dude. I'm a big fan though. I'm gonna fuck your bitch, motherfuckers. I'm gonna do some Xanax because the song told me to. You guys like Lil Baby? Sound like gangster rap, bro. Hands up, folks. Hands up.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 to the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying. Zipping low key. I'm zipping low key.
Put your motherfucking hands up. Few more songs and we'll skirt on out of here. We're zooted, baby. We're zooted. We're zooted.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the hype. Throw that to the side.
Julie hates that word. Zooted. 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 Every time, yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo.
those goosebumps every time.
Hippie Sabotage Remix. What does Tubbo look like? She's pretty fucking cute. Song's so crazy when you're stoned.
Is coming.
Him, baby. I'm feeling voices in my head, there's no way to escape. ever cool, yeah, we drunk, and we're driving, maybe after high. I feel like they're pulling on me. I feel like I need to be walking fast or something, huh?
I have a boner.
And cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. They got those boots and cats and even got the motherfucking boots. We're going dancing, hoes and bitches know what we got up our sleeves. Some damn good songs, right? Damn good songs.
Showing off. Don't wanna have to wait tonight. Wait tonight.
But this will be the last one, ladies and gentlemen. Figure we end it with one of my personal favorites by Valentino, remix 2023, remix and mashups of popular songs by Valentino, Cerulli. And then we'll be out of this bitch until next week, baby. That goes with every fucking game, dude. It's a rollie, baby. Hit repeat on that motherfucker. I think that is the end of what we're doing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. Jesus, please, no. What's wrong with you guys? Like, share, and rate, review.
After this, bitch, we're out of this bad boy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. One more tote for the road, baby. One more for the road, all right? One more. On this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, baby. Fucking show we've had before in the after party, which I wasn't planning, and I was joking about the after party thing, but we spiced it up towards the end, ladies and gentlemen. As always, this is Gabriel Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, thank you all for joining us here on this episode, an exclusive episode of Truth Speech with the King. We will be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't drink and drive, or smoke and drive, or in my case, smoke this bong next to me and drive, or ride, since we're riding on electric scooters too. So we will see you all next week. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lifted with hits. If I hop on it, then look what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lifted with hits. If I hop on it, then look what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.